Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Thursday morning, following up on yet another victory by the Philadelphia Phils. Now 5-1 on the season. The Bats come alive yesterday. We'll get into that. Flyers, Islanders tonight. Sixers off today, back at it tomorrow. Now exactly 3 weeks to the NFL draft. An awful lot to discuss. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. You got a couple opportunities to win $1,000 today. We got to figure out the biggest band in the last 35 years. That'll be our poll question today. We got a lot to do. We got some movie issues to settle. A lot happening here. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Russian men used to be taxed for growing beards.
Wow.
So early 18th century, there was a tax for those who wanted to grow a beard. And if you didn't pay it, you were shaved by the police.
Wow.
They hold you down. And
I guess. You know, I'd fight it.
I'll take it a step further, because you can say there's even something more egregious. How about the New York Yankees? No beards allowed.
Yeah, they're basically Russia is what you're
saying. They're worse than Russia. You don't get taxed. You just don't play. You wear a beard, you ain't taking the field. That's the New York Yankees.
It was like that for me at Michigan. They made me shave and cut my hair when I signed there coming out of high school.
I mean, I remember Giambi he was a $120-something million guy. He had a shave. That rule's still in place, right, James? No beards for the Yankees still?
Oh, yeah. They just traded for Roofnet Odor, who has a huge beard, and everyone's like, got to shave that, bro.
Wow. It's really amazing in the year 2021. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hit it. John Phils, spectacular, man. I mean, it's a tremendous feeling to wake up and know. A couple things. First off, I felt confident before the year that we had a good ball team here in Philly. I didn't know if they'd be great. I still don't know if they'll be great, but they're showing signs that they really might be great. Now, Nola yesterday, more shaky. Obviously, his arm wasn't totally there. He just didn't have his A stuff, but the bats came alive. You get 2 3-run home runs. You get another home run by Reese. You get doubles by Reese. Harper joined the hit squad yesterday. I mean, this was a...
Joined the hit squad.
Oh,
because he got an extra base hit?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
There you go.
What a loser. You are so
don't
focused.
Call Bryce,
you're
don't
so
call Bryce a loser.
You're so focused on trying to undermine Bryce Harper.
I'm saying congratulations. He joined the hit parade.
We're good.
Yeah, they're good.
We're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Hey, remember, these are the teams, these two teams that we just beat in these series, they're the teams that everyone expected to be at the top of the division, and we looked better than they did. And that's being up against the best pitching they had.
Yeah, you're right.
In both cases. We're legit. Man, Reese is very encouraging.
He's cooking, man. He's on
fire. Exciting. I think a lot of people sort of had the misconception that he stunk last year, but last year he was getting back on track from a really off 2019. That stuck in our heads.
Yep.
And it was unfair to Reese. Man, he's persisted, and he's nose to the grindstone type of guy, and it's really paying off.
It's
I'm
awesome.
I'm glad I wear his jersey, Joe, even though you ridicule me for wearing jerseys aren't my own, I guess.
I wear jerseys. It just happens to have my name on it. No, I'm happy for Reese. I'm happy for all of us as Phillies fans. Look, it's a big deal. I mean, the bottom line is the Phillies are very good. Now, are they going to go, you know, wire to wire, so to speak, and make the playoffs and be truly great and be a 90-win team, maybe more? We'll see. I don't know yet. But I'll tell you this, it's looking good.
It's looking very good. Odds are very good. The team has a powerful offense. We've got pitching. We've got bullpen help galore.
No question.
It feels great knowing that we're set up so well. And we've got a manager who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and look, it's very exciting. We want to hear your reaction on the Phils, what happened yesterday, the first week of the season. Of course, off day today, where they go from here, and just how pumped up everyone is on a 5-1 Phillies team. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard the phone lines. Again, 215-592-9494. You know, look, I think back to Jimmy Rollins, 2007, before the season started. Jimmy declared it was very bold, it was very brash, it was very unusual, and Jimmy said that the Phillies in 2007, after having not made the playoffs in 06 and in 05 and 04 and 03, and Jimmy declared in the offseason that the Phillies would be, and we all remember this, the team to beat. And then he went out there and had a spectacular season, and they made the playoffs, and it started a long five-year run. Well, look, it wasn't quite as boastful what Rhys Hoskins said to us last week on the air, but it certainly was notable when Rhys Hoskins, talking about the playoffs and as a veteran who's been here, said these words in our show last week.
It's time, man. It's time.
It's time. And I got to tell you, I watch these Phillies games and I think about that line all the time, because that was a veteran player who's been through, you know, some okay Phillies teams, average, frankly, who is frustrated with the fact that they hadn't made the playoffs, appreciative that they got greater talent here than they used to, and yearning for more. And to hear Rhys Hoskins say it's time and now come out on fire to start the season, see the team play 5-1 ball, awesome stuff. We want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Now, I also want to, John, we got to transition as well to the Eagles.
I don't like when people say ball now, because I hear Howie say ball, because Nick Sirianni says ball.
Come on, man.
It feels insincere. I'm not kidding.
Talking
like, it
ball.
Has changed the way I perceive the word ball.
Well.
Because, you know, he's trying to sound like one of the guys. He loves talking ball. That's what we're all about, ball here. I really do have a problem with it, Joe.
Well,
I'm just warning you.
Knowing you and your personality, it doesn't actually shock me. All right. Speaking of the Eagles, John, 3 weeks. NFL draft in 3 weeks. It's going to be a big day, big week, because it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing. Eagles with a whole bunch of picks. They got 11. They don't have the 6th pick. They have the 12th pick. 3 weeks away from the NFL draft. And as we sit here with, by the way, the Eagles, if you missed it yesterday, they signed two players. They also lost a player, Nate Sudfeld. He's gone. No big loss there. I mean, just, you know.
We'll be okay.
Eagles will be okay without Sudfeld. But they sign a linebacker from the Vikings. They get Eric Wilson, who's going to be a starter. I mean, this guy's going to start. Basically, you know now your starting linebackers are going to be Eric Wilson and Alex Singleton. Now, if they go three linebackers, we don't know who that third linebacker would be yet. Obviously, that's, you know, up in the air. I think this makes it less likely that they'll sign that they'll draft Micah Parsons. We'll see where that goes. But they get a linebacker yesterday that you know is going to start in Eric Wilson. They also get Jordan Howard, who basically is going to serve the role as the thumper. I guess it's not a guarantee he makes the team, but I think he probably will. He's probably your thumping running back. We know he can be a good running back. We also know he's not very good out of the backfield as a receiver. But they get a couple additions yesterday in addition to Anthony Harris. Here's the thing,
I was not very excited about the Jordan Howard thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's why I said I don't know.
We do need the bigger guy.
Yeah, I don't know it's a guarantee he makes the team. I will say that. But,
yeah,
but
right.
let me say this, and I'm really curious if people agree with me on this or not. No matter what opinion you've had of Howie Roseman, you know, from his work 2018, 2019, 2020, no matter what opinion you have, and most people have been very down on Howie, and rightfully so, and I called for him to be fired at the end of the season, I do think, objectively speaking, Howie Roseman has had an outstanding offseason so far for the Philadelphia Eagles. John, an outstanding offseason.
Joe.
We're 3 months into the offseason. John, think about what
he's done. You can't go there.
Think about what he's done. Like, John, don't
think about what he's done.
John, don't allow.
He's burned this organization to the ground.
Not in the last 3 months, in it.
Not in the last three months. Okay. Yeah,
I want people to come to the table today.
Ooh.
3 months. Don't let the three-year window. I'm being honest here.
You're excited
don't
about.
Don't let the three-year window clout. John, 3 months. Has he had a really good 3 months, yes or no?
No.
Why?
Because we are a disaster. We are going to struggle again. I don't know What am I excited about? What am I excited about this linebacker? Okay.
All right, let me tell you what you should be excited about. Let's go through.
We don't have the money to go buy the positions that we need. We don't have a roster. First of all, I don't like the fact that we're bringing in guys. We're paying guys to play and replace our young players who need to get time.
I forgot.
This should be a full rebuild year.
Yeah, I forgot.
Why are we pretending we'll compete for something? We won't. That it's a waste. These one-year deals are taking playing and development time away from our young guys, and for what? Do these signings make us good? No. We're still bad, and now we're bad and worse at developing our guys on top of it. So if you're gonna crow about
who's done with no money. Who are you afraid of not developing? T.J. Edwards? You're upset?
Anyone. The guys that you draft, the guys that we have, we aren't supposed to be good. Stop trying to be. We need to build this the right way. It's going to start with the draft. Really, he's done, you know, very little because we have very little money, and that's his fault.
But here's the thing, and John, you're falling right in. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. What I hear John talking a lot about is the last 3 years. We stink. We're in a bad spot. We got cap issues. We all get that. Everyone understands that. And that's defined by mistakes over the last 3 years. What I'm asking people to really examine today is the last 3 months, the offseason. And I believe, this is my contention, as an Eagles fan, I really believe Howie, to this point, this offseason has done an outstanding job. Let me tell you why. There's been a couple of key moves. Let's go through them. He trades Carson. I thought he got outstanding value for Carson Wentz. He gets a third rounder this year. He gets either a second or a first rounder next year, which probably will be a first rounder. Admittedly, it was more than I thought he would get. I thought it was a great job on the value of Carson.
Joe, Carson is still getting paid, and that's Howie's fault.
John, I understand.
And for what we're paying Carson, the Buccaneers got Chris Godwin, Leonard Fournette, Levante David, Shaq Barrett, Rob Gronkowski, and Ndamukong Suh. For a combined $33.25 million, they got all those all-star players for less than the money we're paying Carson Wentz.
And you're going back to a signing from 3 years ago.
And it's his fault still.
But he's doing – see, here's my point. He's doing a good job. It's a mess, guys. He's doing a good job so far.
You can't
say
that.
So far.
You cannot possibly say that.
Just to clean up the mess. The Carson trade, good value. The move a week or two ago, whatever week it was, when they go from 6 to 12 in the draft and pick up a first-round pick. I thought that was really solid value. I really like that trade. Do you decrease your probability of getting a Hall of Famer? Yes. You have a better chance to get a Hall of Famer at pick 6 than you do at pick 12. But he gets a whole nother first-round pick. You get the possibility of 3 first-round picks next year. I think that's good value.
I was not opposed to the trade,
yep.
But I can certainly see the side of it where people are upset with that we no longer have a chance at a guy like Kyle Pitts or Jamar Chase.
I get it. I mean, there's a bummer aspect
to
it. So
that's sort of, you know, you can look at that either way.
Look, we're putting all of this under the microscope for everyone today at 215-592-9494. The big moves, how he has done this offseason so far, and do you agree with my assertion that to this point he's had an excellent offseason? Look, John, I think this is a big one, and I know you'll disagree because I forgot my co-host basically wants the Eagles to stink in 2021. I know that's because you want it to be for purpose, full teardown, true rebuild, just hit the bottom and then spring back to the top. But I appreciate that Howie did not punt on 2021. I appreciate the restructures of the contract. Look, they're so over the salary cap. They got under. They restructured. Uh-huh. They didn't have to cut. They really didn't, John. They didn't have to strip away all these. Like, we were afraid, Brandon Brooks, they might have to get rid of him. Oh, Derek Barnett, who's not great, but he can contribute. All they had to do, basically, was restructure guys and say bye-bye to Deshaun and Alshon. That's all they did.
That's the problem. What you did, you restructured and you set us back in 2022 and 2023 instead of just letting this year be what it's going to be regardless, which is a failure. We are going to be bad. Whether he restructured these guys or not, we're going to be bad. And now we're going to be worse in 2022 and 2023 as a result of his actions.
Yeah, I mean,
this offseason.
Look, we'll see where everyone is at 215-592-9494. I understand, guys. I don't walk in here and not have my head on straight and recognize that people have been really down on Howie. And you should be. I have been. okay? I called for him to be fired. Early January season was over. I called for him to be fired. I believe Howie has had a great offseason. And I can separate the disastrous moves of 2018, 2019, and 2020, in my mind, from the last 3 months. I think the last 3 months have been really good. By the way, I would also advocate that the last 3 months really began about 3.5 months ago. What do I mean by that? I know that sounds ridiculous. What do you mean? The offseason actually began the week of week 17. The offseason actually began when the Eagles made a decision to tank. It's really when it began. Because the bottom line is you don't get a first-round draft pick next year unless, you know, with this trade down, unless you have the sixth pick in the draft. I think the tank was smart. I think it was poorly executed, but I think it was smart. It helped them get the sixth pick, which helped them get to 12 in a first-rounder. Listen, you get Carson out of here. Now, the one move that I did not like that the Eagles did, to be very clear, I did not like that they fired Doug, and I did not like that they hired Sirianni. And I would contend, my gut feeling.
Those are Howie.
My gut feeling is that's Jeffrey Lurie, John. I really don't believe.
Jeffrey Lurie, who filters everything through Howie. He's going on the information that Howie provides. Howie, yes, Jeffrey, whatever, signs the check to hire the coach. But this is, you'll never convince me that Jeffrey Lurie does that on his own. He and Howie, it's a collaborative effort, the evaluation of these coaches. Come on. If you don't like Nick Sirianni, then you don't like the choice that Howie enabled Jeffrey to make.
John, in the end, it's Jeffrey Lurie's decision right there. I mean, it just is.
Okay, in the end, Howie led him to that point.
I don't know.
This plan that they have where they're going against the grain, the NFL culture, the NFL norm, you know, like what the inside guys do, the thing that in their minds won them a Super Bowl. That continuation of this approach is all Howie's doing.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. Phils, react to yesterday's game, what we've seen in the first week from the Phillies, which has been just outstanding at 5-1. And the Howie thing, I sense it's probably uncomfortable for some people because they're not used to complimenting Howie, or at least haven't for about 2 years, maybe 3 years, depending on how far back you want to take it. But I really believe, and again, this is coming from someone who called for him to be fired, I really believe Howie has had an outstanding offseason so far. Now, look, he's got to make
so crazy.
He's got to make these picks right. John, what?
Outstanding offseason so far. We can't do anything because of the hole that he's put himself
in.
Yeah,
but you just keep going back to the last 3 years. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like people.
Okay, so I'm supposed to somehow grade this on a curve? It's a pretty good job for the fact that you had $0 to work with. The fact that you renegotiated all the old guys to clear the money, because you had to. You simply had to renegotiate the old guys just to be compliant with the NFL rules. And that in itself set you back for the next 2-3 years. We're not going to be good for the next 2-3 years because of what you did this offseason.
All right, let's see.
In restructuring, guys.
Let's see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with my contention, as uncomfortable as it might be for you to admit, that Howie Roseman has actually had a great offseason so far? Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. That, in addition to all the Philly stuff, let's get to Chiro right now. It kicks us off. What's up, Chiro?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Chiro.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Yeah, man, you got to give Howie credit. I mean, I do not like the Sirianni move, but if people remember the reports that came out, everyone was saying that Howie wanted McDaniels, and Jeffrey Lurie leaned towards Sirianni. Other than that, we had no money. We were broke as broke could be, and he's still able to bring back the veteran guys,
yep.
Still able to pick up good talent on cheap deals. We're not winning the Super Bowl. The odds makers have us at 6.5 over under. I think we could get 8 wins out of this. And we're
I sure don't. I think that's – I mean, I'm glad that you feel optimistic. I don't. Not about this year.
I mean, Chiro, here's the thing, man. We knew they were going to be in a hole, and they still are in a hole. I don't want to misconstrue here and act like the Eagles have this spectacular thing of talent. But they've done a nice job getting new draft picks. That now they got to make the picks right. They got to hit them. But, I mean, they picked up a third rounder here. They picked up what's probably a first rounder next year. They picked up another first rounder next year. And to your point, they've signed a couple cheaper guys. I know that safety people say he's pretty good. I mean, I'm very impressed with what they've done, what Howie's done so far this offseason.
Exactly. They were able to get guys on good deals because of the salary cap issues around the whole league. These guys are here on one-year prove-it deals. I get it. But people forget just how much of a mess this organization was at the end of the 2015 season. We've been here before. Now I need Howie to put together a really good team. In 2 years, he put together a Super Bowl team from 2015 to 2017. Let's see what he can do these two-year windows.
All right,
you
Shiro.
Expect that?
Appreciate it, man.
Do you really expect that type of turnaround? Because I don't.
Well, a Super Bowl turnaround is unlikely. I mean, it's hard to do. There's 32 teams. One team wins the Super Bowl.
The problem is they're going back to that same well. I think Jeffrey Lurie believes that. I believe Howie Roseman is still here because he has convinced Jeffrey Lurie that he can do that again. And I wonder how long he can keep up that appearance in Jeffrey Lurie's eyes.
All right, let's go to Mike in Marlton. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing well.
I could be better. I just heard on the radio about how Howie had a good offseason. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
The linebacker that we signed yesterday, he's a little undersized. Like, don't get me wrong, against the pass, he's great. But against the run, we're going to need someone a little bigger. And are we forgetting when we traded our sixth pick to the 12th that it was really because, like, we couldn't get the quarterback we wanted? It's like it was leaked by Bleacher Report.
Okay, so they can't get Zach Wilson, which, yeah, you're not going to get.
But what about Jalen Hurts as our dude? We didn't even give him a chance yet. We don't even know what he's worth.
Well, they haven't not given him a chance. I mean, as of right now, Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback.
We don't know that.
It is not a good look for the organization when things keep leaking. Like the Alshon Jeffrey, when that was because of Howie. Literally, it's
so. But
time,
Mike,
time
I'm confused on this Hurts thing. So, if the Eagles think there's a better quarterback to be had, you want them to not try to get the better quarterback because Jalen Hurts deserves the chance? Is that your thing?
No, it's not just about he deserves it. It's like I feel like he didn't even got an opportunity yet.
Well, okay, Mike, let me ask you a question. You're the general manager of the Eagles. You think someone's better than Jalen Hurts, and you have a chance to get him. You going to try to get him?
I don't know if Jalen Hurts is good or not yet. Literally, we looked at him in college, but we didn't give him a chance in the pros. He played 4 games. That's literally nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm bothered by the fact. Like, what you just said, Joe, is not accurate.
What?
Jalen Hurts is our starter. We don't know that. They refuse to even begin to go there.
No, I get it, but I said as of now, meaning if nothing changes.
We don't know that.
I do know that. If Jalen Hurts and Joe
No, you don't.
Yes, if Jalen Hurts and
okay,
Joe Flacco.
Ask Joe Flacco who the starter is. In a quiet moment over a meal with Joe Flacco,
yep.
If you asked him right now who the starter is, I think he thinks it's him.
Well,
and I think that's because Howie Roseman told him it might be him.
Yeah, I mean, I know you've been saying that.
I think that's messed up.
I didn't like Flacco's answer. I thought it was bizarre. I thought it was I do blame the Eagles if there's mis-messaging.
There's
bad
no
messaging.
Clarity there.
Yeah,
and it's intentionally murky, and that's Howie.
All right,
that's how he rolls, and I hate that.
215-592-9494. Coming up, we get more into the Phils. This hot start, 5-1. Off today, back at it tomorrow versus the Braves. We'll talk about Aaron Nola's start from yesterday, which, of course, wasn't as good as his first start. And also, we've got to decide. John and I and James have had this battle going on for a couple days now. Biggest band since 1985. We're going to make it our poll question. U2 is going to be one of the four choices. They're the only one that should win. But the question is, which of the other three spots does John want taken up here in the poll? And then we'll put it together, and we'll decide, and we'll post the poll. Because yesterday, he had four other. He's got to narrow it down to three. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your phone calls.
I gave you three.
You gave me four yesterday.
I didn't give you Aerosmith.
Well, fine. Then Aerosmith it isn't. Okay.
Yes.
The other three. You got it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.